I was thinking that Donald Trump is a bully, and he is nothing more than that. He is somebody who is just saying a lot of bold things. He's making bold claims, but I can see right through that, and I can see that he's truly just a coward, and he's opportunistic, and he's willing to destroy this country for power for himself.
All right, well, that's your motivation. But what were you thinking at that moment? Why did you do what you did?
I was thinking that I could get up on stage and take his podium away from him and take his mic away from him and send a message to all people out in the country who wouldn't consider themselves racist, who wouldn't consider themselves approving of what type of violence Donald Trump is allowing at his rallies, and send them a message that we can be strong, we can find our strength, and we can stand up against Donald Trump and against this new wave he's ushering in of truly just violent white supremacist ideas.
Were you, if you had made it to that stage, were you going to attack him?
No, not at all. There would have been no point. And I wasn't expecting there to be as much Secret Service as there was there that day. From what I had sort of seen, there hadn't been that much, or hadn't been that much in a contained area. So I thought my chances of getting up on stage and getting to the podium would have been better. But again, it was more important for me to show that there are people out there who aren't afraid of Donald Trump. He says scary things. He lets his people do scary things. He's threatened Mexico, Islam, you name it. And yet I'm unafraid. And if I can be unafraid enough to go take his podium away from him, then we all can be afraid enough to not let this man walk into the White House.